In need of a guitarist, Mick Fleetwood remembered Lindsey Buckingham's track and arranged a meeting with the musician. And he was immediately asked to join the band. But he refused unless Stevie Nicks was part of the deal. So in 1975, they both signed to Fleetwood Mac. The newly forged band quickly recorded an eponymous collection that went straight to number one and sold 3 million copies. Stevie's tracks, especially the mystical Rhiannon and the romantic ballad Landslide, were smash hits and transformed the singer into an overnight sensation. In 1976, the band started recording their first album, but their personal lives were in total disarray. The rigors of touring had strained Stevie's voice, and she sought medical help. The band was also in the middle of an emotional upheaval, and each of its romantic relationships disintegrated. The McVees decided to divorce, Mick Fleetwood and his wife separated, and worse was to come for Stevie and Lindsey, who were in the midst of a tumultuous, not to say acrimonious, split. The band continued to record together, and their next album, Rumours, became a record-setting hit. It went platinum in both the United States and the UK, and earned the group a Grammy Award for Album of the Year. An extraordinary legacy inspired by the group's meltdown. Tell me.